Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Week 11 against the Giants, the Packers struggled to run the ball more than they have all season. The running game, in essence, is a numbers game. How many do you have to block? How many do they have in the box? The Giants stacked the box to stop Eddie Lacy, and early on, it was that extra defender the Packers couldn't account for who kept making the play. We'll start with the very first play of the game. The Packers have a fullback and a tight end, so they have seven to block against seven in the box. But right before the snap, here comes the eighth defender. The Packers can't account for him, and he slides in and gets a piece of Eddie Lacy to make the tackle. There's often a free hat on defense against the run, and a lot of times it comes down to, will he make the play, or will the running back make him miss? The Packers weren't able to make him miss. Now, there's often a free hat on defense against the run, but the key for the Giants there was the safety waited until the last possible second before the snap to charge the line of scrimmage. That prevented Packers quarterback Scott Tolzien from checking out of the run to a pass play when the secondary would have been vulnerable. A little later in the first quarter, both teams are loaded up for the run. The Packers have a tight end and two fullbacks, so they have eight to block against nine in the box. Again, there will be a free hat. The question is, will the free hat make the play, or can Eddie Lacy make him miss? The free hat will be this linebacker right here, and he does a very effective job of staying hidden. Now, whether Lacy doesn't see him or is too slow to hit one hole or the other, the linebacker is able to make the play, and a pretty well-blocked formation only gains 2 yards. Later in the game, the problem was the Giants were getting a free hat when there shouldn't have been one. This is the first play of the third quarter. The Packers have two tight ends, so they have seven to block against eight. Now the run is going to go to the left, so the Packers will let this defensive end go, making it 7-on-7. The problem is the two tight ends both block the same player, and nobody accounts for the cornerback coming off the edge, and he's able to make the play on Lacy in the backfield. Two plays later, after a long pass to Jordy Nelson, the Packers try Lacy again. With two fullbacks, they have seven to block against seven in the box. You can see the safety, the eighth defender coming down to the line of scrimmage at the snap. So there will be a free hat, and it's this linebacker right here. The problem is that both David Bakhtiari and James Jones go after the safety, which creates a second free hat coming off the corner, and Eddie Lacy is pinned in with nowhere to go, and he's tackled in the backfield for a loss. Now, the Packers took advantage of that stacked box in the passing game throughout the day. Scott Tolzien had 5 completions of 25 yards or more. But whether it was a free hat who didn't miss, a free hat who shouldn't have been free, or a second free hat to bottle up the running game, Lacy had just 27 yards on 14 carries. And that made it awfully tough for a quarterback in his first NFL start to get into an offensive rhythm. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.